So I'm Dr. Moore, and this, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, for those who were in the undergraduate session this morning, you got to know me. And for those who weren't, my name is Dr. Dave Kopsel, and I'm a professor at Illinois State University, which is in the central part of Illinois. But just really quick, can I see a show of hands and let everybody kind of orientate themselves, because there's different groups of people here. So all the undergrads, could you please raise your hands? Okay, see, they're sitting up front, which is a really good sign. Okay, graduate students, could you please raise your hands? Okay, one of the objectives of this session is to get both of you talking to each other and groups together. The other group I'd like to ask, are there professors in the audience? Please raise your hands. Okay, these are the people that you want to talk to and learn more about the meeting, which what Dr. Moore and I are going to cover as we go through the presentation.
Okay, so we decided to tag team it because we both have, we put the presentation together and we thought we want to kind of share some of our expertise. So you want to talk about your slide here?
So I know you have all seen these graphics on the internet and things like that. So, and I've seen them and I really like them, so I thought I'd put one together myself. So this is my attempt. So what do your classmates think the ASHS conference or attending the conference might be like? And that's probably what it looked like. We talked about in the undergraduate session this morning. That's probably what it looked like in the 50s. Possibly. And then what your friends think it is. Now, how many of your friends thought it was this when you told them you were going to Las Vegas? Probably nice big pool parties and everything like that. Probably what your parents think it might be, a lot of computations and things like that. What you might think it might be, kind of boring, kind of falling asleep a little bit. What you may have already seen it being, and I'll confess I took some of these pictures off of the past conference websites, but the one thing that as you attend more conferences, what you're going to realize is there's a company somewhere that makes this carpeting, and I'm sure their only customers are these conference centers, because where else would you put carpeting like this? And I think this was actually from, I don't know if it was from D.C. or Palm Desert or something like that. Very similar carpeting. But what it actually is that picture down on the bottom right-hand corner. And hopefully you've heard this already and you're going to experience through the meeting. It's a lot of interactions and it's a lot of networking. Sure, we share a lot of very up-to-date information about our discoveries, about our science, about our teaching pedagogy, about our extension programming. But one of the big things is networking with other people. And years ago when I was a student, I remember I took a class, an advanced class in plant biochemistry. And the professor, he was at the tail end of his career, and he had a lot of wisdom that he shared with the class. And one of the things he said was, when he first got into science, he thought his objective was to know everything there was to know about plants. And that's what his main goal was. And then it wasn't that long until he realizes that he really needed to learn as much as he could about people, because plants don't really speak to you. They tell us a lot when we work with them, but it was the people that he realized that he needed to start networking with and working with. And that's one of the most valuable things that almost all of us who are veterans of the meeting take away from the ASHS conference. And they start out as contacts, and then they turn into colleagues, and then very quickly they turn into lifelong friends. So come into these meetings, and I'm sure all the faculty can agree, it's you're seeing your friends who you haven't seen in a year maybe, and you're catching up on what's new, not only professionally with them, but also personally. So you really get to know a lot of people. So
we were given the title, Make the Best of It. It's like, oh, well, how? So lots of do's and don'ts, okay? So the biggest do, have fun and stay safe, okay? And so I was reminded to remind you that, okay, sometimes, like, Vegas isn't the most safe place in the world. You're supposed to have fun, but please stay safe while you're doing it. But there are certain things, certain don'ts. So our don'ts aren't that don't do this. What we want to try to do in the next couple slides is give you some challenges to expand beyond what you think you should be doing. We want to give you some ideas of some other ways to make the most out of the meeting. Okay? So it's not really don't do things, but we're going to try to give you some challenges. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. How many of you, I mean, being your generation, how many of you have already got on the app? Show of hands. Okay, most everybody has. So that was sort of one of our first big tips is to make sure you do that. Are you using the app? Or are you able to download the schedule to your email, Outlook, calendar, things like that? Okay, mine's been acting kind of funky. It changes everything and it's dropped everything. But this is a great service. ASHS started doing this several years ago, and it's actually worked out really well. When we first started, we actually had a book.
Carry
around, and you highlighted everything. But this is a really great feature, and we wanted to make sure that was part of what you're doing.
Yeah. Some people like the book.
I confess I do,
you know,
too.
And they like to read the abstracts and stuff.
Yeah.
But then you said, then by the end of the meeting, you're like, where is it? Where did I leave it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
here. All right, so we're going to give you some challenges.
Okay, and challenge number one.
Okay, so challenge number one. So most of you came with a group of friends, right? And a group of colleagues. Come on, you came with someone, right? You need to come by yourself, all right? All right, so you came with someone, you came with a group of friends. That's wonderful. I'm going to tell you that the worst thing I did, my very first meeting, is I only stayed with my group. Okay? So we had a great time as a group, but I didn't do anything new, all right? So my challenge for you is to go up to someone you don't know every day at the meeting and introduce yourself. One person every day, okay? Now, the nice thing is that everybody at this meeting is really nice. Seriously. So you can just go up and go, hello, here's your challenge. Really? Nice to meet you. See? That was easy. All right? And if you can't find someone today, come up to me and introduce yourself to me, and that'll take care of today, right? All right, but this is how you're going to build that network, and don't be afraid to go up to someone you don't know or think, oh my gosh, I read their book. Ooh, they wrote the textbook, or ooh, should I really go up? Most of them are really fly if you go, I read your textbook. If you have it with you, they'll sign it even.
Yeah.
Creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know what? Faculty have amazing egos. Really, we have huge egos. So we love it when students come up to us and go, hi, what's going on? So we're like, they just feel good. Because at home, nobody cares what we did. Okay? I can say, my husband and daughter could care less what I did. We're like, oh my gosh, it's home. What's for dinner? Okay? So we like when people recognize us.
Okay, challenge number two, join a professional interest group. Before you came to, have you heard that term before, hopefully, professional interest group? Before you came to the meeting, how many have heard of that term before? Okay, only a few of you.
Okay, so are you in the, if you're an undergrad, are you in the undergraduate interest group? Okay.
Okay.
And if you're a graduate student, are you in the graduate interest group?
Okay, very good.
Okay, if you're not, join it.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. That's one.
Very easy. The other thing is if you'll notice on the app as well, and it's sort of down in the bottom right-hand corner, unless otherwise noted, all the sessions are open. You can attend whatever you would like to learn more about the meeting. This morning we heard from Tracy in another session that there's 55 professional interest groups. And these are just groups of people who have a shared common interest in a subject or a crop or a process. So they're very fluid, but they're also very flexible in what they can actually do. And along with the graduate student group and the undergraduate student group, this is just a sampling of what I kind of thought would be representative. So join not only your student groups, but if you know you're interested in woody ornamentals, or if you're interested in fruit production, or
biochemistry, or Chinese, there's a Chinese Asian horticulture group.
Asian horticulture group.
Why not?
Yeah, and attend the business meetings.
You don't have to be Asian to join the Asian horticulture group.
No, and then learn more about what that interest group is doing, and they're going to talk about probably some timely topics, and then a lot of them talk about not only what they've kind of done as a group in the last year, but what they would like to see happen at the Orlando meeting. So poke your head in, stop in, and you'll probably, you know, some of them are groups this size, others are a bit smaller, but then you'll start to get to know the faculty and the professionals from industry who are interested in what you may be interested in as well. So please take your time to do those things.
Okay. Challenge number three. Okay. So people often, they go, what? My challenge number three is go to a talk that's not in your area of interest. Okay. So if you're interested in breeding,
Notice something about fertilizer. If you're interested in fertilizer, go to a breeding talk. If you grow tomatoes, go hear a citrus talk. If you're interested in citrus, go hear a talk about flowers. Because everybody here is a plant nerd, right? We love plants, we love horticulture. And you're going to find that you can have some really cool, interesting conversations. So your crop or what you're doing is your passion, but you might go to another talk and go, oh my God, I didn't know they were doing that over here in citrus. I'm going to learn how to do that. Or I didn't know they were doing that with tissue culture. I can use that for my flowers. So it's really fun when you go to a talk. So it's only one talk that's not in your area, right? That's easy. And you can just walk around down the hallway. You're going, well, I have nothing to do for 20 minutes. But it's a way to engage because you learn when you go, when you expand beyond your group. So that's the idea. We're trying to get you out of your group.
Okay, one kind of procedural thing that happens at the meeting is if you come at the beginning of a session, don't feel like you have to stay the whole time because you're going to start.
You can get up and leave.
You'll start to notice people getting up and leaving because you know some people want to see someone talk on a certain subject, but then there's something else going on at the same time that they want to get to. So what we just say is if you feel like you're going to do that, sit closer to the back, but know that people do come in and out of the sessions very
quickly.
Just like
now, people are coming in and out. And you guys can come up to the front, too, so you don't have to stay in the
back.
Yeah,
there's plenty of seats. Please come up. Please come up.
Come on, I don't bite, I promise. You don't want to stay in the whole session. All right.
Okay, challenge number 4 is network at the poster session. One of the great things about ASHS that we kind of have going for us is people are going to start putting up their posters right now. So this afternoon is when everybody hangs their posters. These posters stay up until Thursday afternoon.
Okay, and if you have a poster, do not take it down before you leave.
Yes.
Do not leave it up for the whole
meeting.
Session.
Yeah. So then what it allows everyone to do at the meeting is like when Dr. Moore mentioned, if you've got 20 minutes or a half hour in between sessions, you can wander down to the poster session and start walking through them. But in your schedule are going to be when poster sessions are scheduled for when the speaker needs to stand there. So if you hang a poster up, you don't have to stand there all day, every day. You have about an hour and a half session where you're supposed to be standing there, so if someone has a question, they know that's where you will be as the scientist or the author of that poster, so they can ask you questions. And then one of our things is at any given time, there's usually one of those sessions going on because the posters are grouped very similar to the oral talks by their subject matter or their process that they're actually doing. So walk up to someone, ask them about their poster. Just curious, how many students here are presenting posters? Wow, awesome.
Okay. And you know how awful this is standing by your poster and you're twiddling it and you're going, bored.
Yeah.
Okay, so realize that the faculty who stand by their posters are bored too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We are just as bored and we're still looking at watchers going, can we go?
Yeah.
Oh my God, no one's here. No one will know. Okay? So that's a good opportunity to meet someone new and go ask them questions.
Mm-hmm.
And faculty are bored, so if you walk by, you even just like slightly look at their poster and go, can I tell you about my research? And because we're plant geeks, we want to tell you what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so please talk to people because you put a lot of time into it. So think about it. When you're doing your poster, you want someone to come and talk to you because you're passionate about what you have to say. Everybody else who's here with their poster is passionate about it and they want to share it too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to go by and ask some questions.
Another thing, if undergraduates are in a poster session, it's a judging contest, and if you're a graduate student in a judging poster session, make sure that you're there the whole time. The judges start when the poster session starts, but it's going to take them a while to eventually get to where you are as well. And if you've never done that before, I mean, both Dr. Moore and I have judged lots of poster sessions, have like your little elevator speech, your little three-minute speech.
What do I want to know from your poster?
About the poster, and then once you kind of give that to us, we'll ask you some questions about it, and then don't be offended if we kind of go like this and jot notes because we're doing many posters and we want to make sure that we kind of keep track of what we're judging. So again, please go to the poster session. If you know of colleagues or if you have friends who have gone to other professional society meetings, the American Society of Agronomy is a big meeting, and you bring your poster with you to your session, you hang it up, and then you take it down. So again, that's what I've always felt valuable about the Hort Society meetings, is those posters are up the entire conference, and you really get a chance to see everything that's going on because the posters are there.
And the nice thing about that being up the whole time, and again, we're trying to get people to, even faculty, okay, so we're like, we hang our poster, then we take it down. It's bad, because a lot of times you sit there and go, well, I only have 20 minutes, I want to go find that poster. So you'll see people walking through the meeting, taking pictures of the poster, writing down notes because they want to talk to that person or find out more about the poster, or if they miss the person when they stand by the poster, they try to find them sometime in the meeting to ask them a question. So it's really important that you remind your major advisors and professors who are with you to leave their poster up the whole time. Because you all aren't going to do it. You're gonna do the right thing. Remind the faculty to do the right thing, please. Okay, please remind them. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll do challenge number five really quick. We miss, did anybody go to the plenary session, the opening session? Okay, that was during some of the undergraduate sessions as well. But the business meeting, these are two important things that we would encourage you to attend. So if you miss the first one, the business meeting right there at the bottom is going to be Thursday from 8 to 9:30, and the room is there. It's Cahoba 1 through 4. So the other great thing about this business meeting is not only do they talk about the society and kind of what's going on, they have an open mic for anyone to ask a question about the society and how it's managed and what we're doing, but we're also going to hand out the student awards. So if you were in the competitions, that's going to be a time when you're going to be recognized in front of the whole society. So it's really good. And then, as Dr. Morrow mentioned, you get to learn more about the society and who the people are and what the roles are.
Because you're the future of the society, so you're going to be running the board. So this is all a volunteer society. So there's the home office in D.C., but the society, the president, the vice president, the working or the interest groups, the moderators, we're all volunteers who have a full-time job somewhere else. So this is a volunteer society. So we're asking you to think about how you can become involved. And it's fun to be on the board. It's fun to learn more about the society. And the business meeting is actually very interesting. And there are other general open sessions, you know, so plan to go to as many of those. I think there's one tomorrow about cannabis, so that should be a very interesting session. So there's lots of scheduled talks, and they try not to schedule any other oral sessions or poster sessions around it because they want you to go to that because they've invited guest speakers to come in, so the keynote speakers and things like that. So that's why I put that there, because and a lot of people go, business meeting? I don't want to go. But you know, you'll find out how the society is run. You'll find out, are we in the red? Do we have money? Or are we in the black? You'll find out how many people attended the meeting this year. You'll find out who won the award. So it's actually very interesting to go to the meeting, because then you're going to go, now I know how the society runs. And this is your national society. So whether you're going to stay in as an undergrad, go to graduate school go on, become a faculty member, or you're going into industry and undergrads, graduate students, and professionals, this is your society.
Okay, and how many of you are involved in that competitive event or the scavenger hunt that Dr. King has put together, other things like that? So that's another benefit of coming to the society or the meeting as a student. So we're glad that you're here competing this year. Tell your friends, and if you're able to, come back next year and compete. And the other thing we're going to talk about in a second is that this is kind of our society and our contest. So these events have evolved into what you want them to be and what your suggestions are. So again, that's very important as well.
So if you don't like something, go to your interest group and tell them, I didn't like this, why can't we do this? And we'll work to try to make it better.
The other thing I'd like to plug in at this particular point in the presentation is if you haven't already seen it on the scheduler, we do have professors who volunteer to review your resume or your CV. So there are four sessions that are going on. Today, right after this session at 1:15, then Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning, Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and Thursday at 10:30 in the morning. Where this session is going to be right across from the registration desk. So there's just some seats seats and some tables, and you sit down with a professor, and you can get some advice about what your resume looks like. Whether you're an undergrad who's looking to go to grad school, you get a lot of good feedback because these professors are looking for grad students, or whether you're a grad student that's looking for a job, and then the professors are really good, able to give you advice for that particular thing as well. The other thing you're going to have to do, though, is you're going to have to visit the registration desk ahead of time and sign up, because what the society will do and the staff at headquarters will do is to make sure that they can pair you up with someone in industry if you're interested in industry, or with a academic if you're interested in academia, and kind of things like that. So we encourage all of you to take advantage of that, and that's a really nice, you can bring your resume and show it to someone who's in your discipline and who's hiring or looking for people just like you. So that's again another important feature of a benefit of the contest. The other thing, as we've mentioned, share your suggestions, share your thoughts. Our conference is what we want it to be. It's probably nothing like it was 40 years ago, and it probably won't be anything like it is now in 10 years or 15 years. So it's very responsive to your needs. And again, we look at you as the future of what we're doing, and we would want you to help us make it better.
Bottom line, have fun, okay? This is a break from your internships, from your jobs, from school. So you should be having fun. And again, remember to stay safe while you're having fun, please. Okay? Find ways. So I can honestly say, as a graduate student, I didn't get engaged, I didn't get involved, and I thought the meetings were really boring. The minute I became a faculty member and I was forced to get engaged because I wanted to get promoted and all that, the meetings became a lot more fun. Because I got something to do. I'm not sitting in my room going, I'm so bored, when can I go home? Oh my God, I'm going to do my talk and then I just want to get out of here. Once I got engaged and I started meeting people and engaging with people and engaging with all of you, I've had more fun the last few years engaging with undergrads and graduate students and helping you guys, that the meetings have become a lot more fun because I'm actually doing something and I have something to do and I'm not sitting around waiting to go home. So, and challenge your friends too. So if you came with a group and they're not here, or you have friends who aren't here, engage with them. And if you came with your major professor, ask them to introduce you to people. Ask them to take you around. Ask them what they like to do in the meeting, okay? Go listen to their talk. I know you've heard them talk before, but hey, they kind of like it when there's a friendly face in the room. You go, oh, my students now feel so much better, okay? So support your major professors as well, you know, if they're here. But ask them to introduce you to people, too.
Okay. And again, lastly, we've said this several times. You are the future of the society. You are going to be the governing board, and you're going to be the volunteers in 10 years, in 15 years, when you get out and you become a professional with that. The other thing I'd like to quick ask, we've done it in years past, and it kind of goes with meeting something new every day. In years past, you'll notice that most of the name badges have a little ribbon underneath of it. In years past, we've had either mentor badges or something like that. Do you feel like it would be useful if there was like something on somebody's name tag that says, you can ask me anything, or I'm here to help? Would that kind of be something? Because that's something I think I want to recommend to have in future. Because again, everybody is friendly here, but at least you know someone has said, yes, please ask me questions. So again, I'll try and make that suggestion.
And I'll also say that the people who run ASHS, the women and people who are running the meeting and doing the registration, if they're not busy, ask them questions. Ask them their name. Mm-hmm. Introduce yourself to them, because they're the people who are going to help you run your meetings, help you run the society. So, and if someone's obviously engaged in a conversation, you just want to go, hey, what are you doing? You know, but if someone's just kind of, you just see someone passing, or you're waiting in line to get a cup of coffee, and you see they have an ASHS tag, talk to them. I was having a Coke last night by the bar, met someone that I've never met before from, where was it from? Purdue. Penn State, and I learned a whole lot about what they're doing at Penn State, and I was like, cool. So I met someone new last night just because I said, hi, I'm from Florida, and he goes, wow, hot there. I said, yeah, Penn State, it's hot there too. So I'm like, yeah, it's all hot everywhere. So that's how the conversation started, and we said, hot enough? And they go, yes, hot enough. So